Hello, one. I just found out the other day that Mr. M.A. Town died a few months ago, and he was an Eton house master. So obviously his house was known by the initials M.A.T. I think it was the building's called the Hop Garden. If you're not an attorney, you might not know that the house is known by the house master's initials rather than the name of the building. Goodness, so I'm not particularly close to anything like that. I haven't even seen him since 1998. But anyone's got the right to say anything, and it's all nice things I've got to say about the late Mr. Town, who taught me, was it only for one term? But anyway, he obviously, or maybe it was two terms. I think it was Lent and summer halves of 96. But obviously had a significant effect on me. Mike Town, so Space Captain Town, some people refer to him, because as in he was such a space cadet, so spaced out, such a curious facial expression, like. And then his head always leaning back, with his forearms sticking out, and his limbs, his wrists hanging limply in front of him, bouncing as he walked along like that. So he was a bizarre character that somehow seemed to command the affection and respect of his boys, and dressed mostly in grey. I don't think he wore the typical Beaks, grey pinstripes trousers and black waistcoat and black jacket with a white shirt and a white bow tie. I can't remember what his version of school dress for an Eton teacher was. Beaks, whenever the Etonian word, but people often just use the usual word teacher. People even think the word master was kind of a bit old hat by the 90s. And he was zany. He had his own lingo, like saying kennel club cards for order cards. They were these little mini reports had to fill out every month or so. And then calling people, his dog was Fido, spelled Phydaux. And he was fascinated by meteorology. One of the boys in his house, I forget whom, said that Tan was never wrong when he forecast the weather. So he's into really into his meteorology. Goodness. So he's a highly eccentric character. Calling people by a version of their surname. I was Cal, for example. Peter Norton was Nortonian. Calling the Irish Sea the Paddy Puddle. And I wish I could remember more of his idiolect. What else? So yeah, that was it. And was always there on the touchline with his faithful hound, supporting his house. So he was a lifelong bachelor. That was it. Inspirational to some, fascinated by Far Eastern martial arts. And then he had a faintly regional accent, couldn't quite place it. So he wasn't faking, wasn't very posher than he really was. So he went to King's School, Chester, which I think is the same school that Mr. Woodcock, the maths beak and the housemaster of GMSW, Mustians, went to. So yeah, he died suddenly in Keswick, I think that's how you pronounce it, the Lake District. So he's from Cheshire, as was just south of Manchester, and been going to the Lake District since his childhood. And then what else? So went to Cambridge, read geography, got a job straight away at Eton, and stayed there his entire career. Only did one degree, no teacher training. There was no expectation of any of that till the 2000s. And apparently, it sounds like he taught economics, music. Can't think what else. He's really into the karate club. Even found it and judo and into other martial arts. So yeah, it became. You used to have to apply to be a housemaster about 10 years before you took over. The parents could meet you when their children, when their sons were really young. I remember Mr. Lamb, the biology beak, now headmaster of Harrow. When I was in E block, he taught me biology, saying, "Well, if I want to be a housemaster, my first F block have not yet been born." So as then had to apply 13 years in advance. But wait a second, I realized he was born in 1950. When I first saw him, he was 43. So did he apply when he was sort of like, and he was having a housemaster for quite a long time. He stood down in 1997. The Reverend Mark Jones took over. But that would suggest, so if you sit down at 47, he'd become a housemaster at 33. But he can't have applied more than 10 years beforehand because he wasn't even teaching at the school. I don't know if he did the full 14 years. Some people did slightly less as housemasters, but a successful one. There were no complaints. I know the life cycle as head housemasters tend to slack off towards the end, become quite relaxed. They're in command of their house. They don't really care. They're giving up the house in a year or two. They maybe will retire from the school or moving elsewhere to be promoted to be headmaster somewhere else. So that's it. I'm quite into walking, quite physically fit, into mountaineering and things like that. Anything else about him, really? He was quite musical as well, but I just don't know enough about him. So I wonder if he's buried or cremated up in Patterdale. So a lifelong bachelor, And there were the number of confirmed bachelors. Of course, in the 1990s, it was more unusual to be a middle-aged man who wasn't married. Like, even heterosexual cohabitation was slightly controversial back then, where the Conservative Party leader, William Hague, admitted that he was sharing a hotel room with his girlfriend at the Tory conference in 1997, Fionn Hague, even though he's like sort of 36 and she was not much younger. There was some tut-tutting from Lord Cecil Parkinson, the chairman of the Conservative Party, that was immoral. But so there was a disproportionate number of confirmed bachelors at Eton. And obviously, quite a few of them were gay. Even at that age, you could tell them were gay a mile off, which is not a bad thing or a good thing. It's completely indifferent. But of males who are talented in the humanities, a higher proportion are gay than in the general population. And I have it on good authority that he was gay. I'm not, looking askance at that or anything like that. Someone who told me this, that later he was invited back to Eton when he was his 20s. So Mr. Town no longer running his house. Town was living in Willowbrook, where a lot of the teachers had their accommodation, invited this chap to stay and had dinner with him to stay overnight. And my source says, well, I think he wanted to get into bed. He was disappointed this didn't happen. This was several years after this young man had left the school. There's absolutely no suggestion that Town did anything untoward. Goodness, but these days, that'd be a barring offence, even if it was with a man well into his 20s, even though there was not the slightest suggestion that Town did anything unethical while this person was at school. Assuming that my source told me the truth, but this person has never told me an untruth. So that is M.A. Town, who made a tremendous contribution, had a positive effect on many people's lives. Did a good job. I've never heard anyone breathe a bad word about him, which is a major achievement considering he was looking after people at the most difficult stage of their lives. These very entitled, tricky teenagers with adolescent angst. Sometimes it's not the pupils themselves, it's their parents who was complaining, exam pressure, stress, abusing drugs or alcohol, or beating each other up, being racialist to each other, things like that. So he managed to navigate this without any pitfalls. And you think he would not be everybody's cup of cha, seeing who's aloof, not particularly personable. You think he might be mercilessly mocked, but somehow people didn't have any scorn for him. So, yeah, what did he teach us apart from meteorology? I had to do my geography project with him. Mine was fairly dreadful. He even hand wrote it, and then I burnt the old one, the original version of it, because it was so bad. And I put it in my bin, got someone's cigarette lighter and burnt it outside my window. And then I realized, oh, my God, the fire alarm is going to go off if I let it in. And it burnt the paint on my bin as well, but I got away with burning it. So that is Mr. Town, suddenly dead at 76. I don't know if he's fell by a heart attack or what. Retired to his beloved Lake District, where he can engage in mountaineering. I think he'd been to the Far East quite as well, quite a lot. And his Mr. C. Cook, Christopher Cook, was another geography beak who was a Japanomaniac, had taken his sabbatical year in Japan, introduced the Japanese language. Unfortunately, he's also RIP. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecannon7@gmail.com. Toodaloo.